Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Apollo Pipes Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Actual results may differ from such expectations, projections, etc., whether expressed or implied. Participants are requested to exercise caution while referring to such statements and remarks. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bhatelia from Asian Markets Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Seema. Hi, everyone. Good morning. On behalf of Asian Markets Securities, we thank you for joining us on the Apollo Pipes 1Q FY24 conference call. In the panel today, we have Mr. Sameer Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Arun Agarwal, Joint Managing Director, Ajay Kumar Jain, CFO, and Anubhav Gupta, Chief Strategy Officer, Apollo Group. May I now invite Anubhav to begin the proceedings of the call. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q1 FY24 earnings call to discuss the operating and financial performance. Q1 started on a solid note for Apollo Pipes with best ever sales volume of 21,000 metric tons. This suggests that we are now hitting 7,000 tons of monthly sales volume quite comfortably. So we are already increasing our sales by 27% versus last year monthly volume run rate. After stability Q4 FY23 with respect to resin prices, the volatility returned. However, the fluctuation was well under control. However, it impacted our margins a bit with some inventory write-downs. We reported EBITDA margin of 10%, which is slightly lower than our expectations. After from volatility in RM, the margins were also impacted due to aggressive sales strategy we adopted to gain market share and higher ad spends. Now that we are doubling our capacity to 286,000 metric tons in the next 3 to 4 years, we believe this aggression is very much required. We have appointed Bollywood superstar Mr. Amitabh Bachchan to endorse our brand. This will help us create massive pull for our products down the channel. Our commitment to achieve 25% plus ROCE remains intact. We introduced cash and carry model in North, where we have dominant market share to rationalize our working capital. And as a result, our ROCE reached mid double digit. From here, there is good room to take it to the targeted levels in the next 2 to 3 years. Now to update everyone on our 2.86 lakh tons of capacity expansion plan. Dalvi 2 expansion is on track, which should start production by Q5 FY24. It will certainly give us some volume this year. Then we are aggressively pushing land acquisitions in Maharashtra, East India and South India. These new greenfield plants shall be of same size as of our flagship plant with investment of 135 crores each. Just to repeat that this capex of 500 crores will be funded from equity infusion and our internal cash flows. We plan to remain a debt-free company. We believe this shall provide enough ammunition to our team Apollo to accelerate revenue growth to 35% CAGR for the next 4 years. We are also confident of hitting 25 to 30% of ROCE despite these proposed investments supported by working capital efficiencies. This is from our side. Now we are glad to take questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Dhananjay Bargodia from ASK Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi sir, congratulations on a fantastic set of results again. Just wanted to ask you regarding this CapEx of 500 crores, how much would be from internal accruals and how much would be from equity infusion? Because just to understand that breakup.
Right, so so earlier in the quarter, we had announced the equity infusion by promoter and some non-promoter investors to the tune of 2.6 billion rupees, right? So 25% of that money has already been infused, and rest 75% shall come as the company will require funds. And rest 2.4 billion rupees will be from internal cash flows, assuming that 70-80% of OCF to EBITDA for our company and 3 years of consolidated EBITDA, so we should be able to generate this much of internal cash flows. So it should be, like, to be precise, 55-45 equity infusion to internal cash flows ratio.
Okay. And so regarding, okay, that makes sense. And so regarding your volume growth, any idea how much would be like agriculture related? Are we seeing more from agriculture? Are we seeing more from the Jal Sinal scheme? Because the numbers we've grown 40% is quite amazing. So any thoughts on that?
So see, I mean, Q1 is always heavy towards agriculture, right? So we got good traction from agri sector. Right, and construction material, building material, housing, plumbing, normally they are pretty strong in the Q4. So Q1 ahead of monsoons, construction does slow down, right? So that's the mix always. If you look at our 4 or 5 years of history, that Q4 is construction material heavy and Q1 is agri heavy. So same trend continues this time around. But the mix would be still, like, you know, compared to the last year mix, which was like 50-50, so plus minus 2-3%, we are pretty much at those levels only.
Okay, and so what would be your distribution-led growth this time in terms of number of distributor increase, let's say this year versus last year?
So distributors, the number which we reported in Q4, right? So today the number stands similar. There would be some addition. Right now the focus is to put up the plants, right? Identify land parcels and establish the units there. So it's like, you know, always 1 to 2 years of the transition time. And at that point of time, during that period, we will be aggressively adding new distributors. So right now, sales team, whatever the sales we are getting, they are from the existing channel. The growth, what we saw in Q1 of 21,000 ton of sales volume, this was mainly from the existing channel.
Okay. And the last question. This, our realization dipped, decreased only 19% year on year, while PVC prices decreased 36% year on year. Any things on how we managed to keep so much with us? Have we done anything different?
That's the function of two things. One, if you look at the UPVC sales, right? So UPVC sales contribute 50% of our volume. Rest 50% comes from CPVC, SDP, right? So where the volatility in the raw material is not that much as we see in UPVC. And second, our sales mix is continuously improving towards value-added products, right? So that protects us from the exact reduction or increase in the UPVC prices in our NSR.
Okay, sure. Thank you. I'll come in from back for more.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Mr. Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Funds. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning and thanks for the opportunity. So I have a couple of questions. Starting with channel financing, so you mentioned in your opening remarks you've introduced this in North India. Just to understand, what is the coverage ratio? How many distributors would have been covered under this scheme?
Bhagav, can you repeat the second sentence, please?
So how many distributors have already accepted this channel financing in terms of percentage in North India?
So in North, Bhargav, if you see, we have reached out to each and every one of them, right? And most of them have started coming under the program. But yes, a few of them will be, like, you know, doing a lot too. Some of them will be doing less today. But at least from our side, we have reached out to everyone in North India.
And in terms of percentage target of covering distributors, is there any number which you are looking at? Because that will also lead to a reduction in your receivable days as well.
No, so that's already happening, right? We are following the model which our other group company did in 2020, right? So we are following the same model, right? And the results are also visible, how our other company got the results in 2020. So idea is to reach out to everyone, right? Ultimately, we are not forcing anyone, right? We are just giving them the option, right, to pay upfront or to pay in like 20-30 days of normal Indian business trade practice. So the cash discounts what we are offering, right, it should make sense to them, right? No one will go to channel financing or cash and carry model just for the sake of it, right? Our client has to make superior ROC. That's what we are offering to him.
Okay. Secondly, if I look at slide number 24, where you have broken up the capex for the upcoming units and for the existing capex at Dadri and Tumkur. So if we do a per ton capex, capex at Dadri and Tumkur looks a tad bit higher on a per ton basis versus upcoming plants. So is it because that these units have value-added components and the upcoming units might not have value-added components?
So obviously, the upcoming greenfield units, right, in North, West and East, they will mirror our Dadri 1 plant, okay? Whereas Dadri 2 plant is all value-added. It will have zero commoditized product line, right? So Dadri 2, where we are going to produce CPVC, HDP and bar fittings, right? Here the NSR is like two times of we get in UPVC, right? So capex has to be higher similarly. Whereas the other greenfield plants will be mirroring our Dadri 1 plant, where the mix will be 50%, 30-40% commodity and 60-70% value added. Dadri 2 is 100% value added.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification and all the very best.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Dhruv Bhatia from Bank of India Investment Manager. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning. Just one question firstly on your gross profit per ton. I mean, if I look at it on a sequential basis, we see a dip in your profitability. So I'm just trying to understand that, is this a function of the aggression that you've shown? Because, you've talked about more about branding spends has been more, but so where is this fall in profitability come from?
So there are 4-5 reasons that why our gross profit per ton is lower, right, on QOQ basis. So one is right now we are on an aggressive sales strategy where we are looking to gain market share, right, from the weaker players, from the unorganized players, because we see a massive transition which is taking place where the industry is shifting from unorganized to organized sector, and we are trying to take bulk of that share, right? So yes, we are pretty aggressive. We have given go ahead to our sales teams that please go and try to get as much wallet share as you can get from the distributors. Right, so aggressive sales strategy is one where we have to offer some extra sweeteners to our clients, right, to get sales. Second, the PVC prices were still down by 8 to 10 rupees a kilo from 1st April 2023 to 30th June 2023. So there is some marginal write down also, right. Then third, non-UPVC raw material like HDP and CPVC were also falling. Right, so there is some sense of destocking in the channel. So you have to again be aggressive towards push sales for those product categories. Third reason would be additional cash discount what we are offering to our distributors to make them shift to cash and carry, right? And I mean, all these reasons when you see, right? So yes, EBITDA per ton, EBITDA percentage, gross profit per ton will look lower, but as a result, the ROC is not going down because the extra cash discounts what we are offering, they are helping us reduce our working capital days quite efficiently. So our target is 25% volume growth and 25% ROC. Right, so we'll try to shift mix strategies like quarter on quarter how the market is performing. So for example, now in Q2 there is no destocking, in Q3 there is no destocking, right? The market pull is strong, then we will pull out the discounts, right? That 1-2 rupees per kilo, the extra discount which we give, that will stop offering, right? So I think the main target, the laser sharp focus is for 25% volume growth and 25% ROC, and the things which come in between are function of how the market behaves on monthly basis and quarterly basis.
Okay, and is it possible, just a follow up there, is it possible to share what the working capital days receivable and inventory would be at the end of Q1? Has that improved?
Right. So what I can tell you is there is a reduction of 7 to 8 days from Q4 versus Q1.
This is net working capital you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. And lastly, you know, as you mentioned, the 25% volume growth target with 25% ROC. If I look at, you know, slide number 32, you're still talking about 25%, you know, revenue growth target. So, and because I think last call you were talking about 35% revenue growth target with 25-30% volume growth and the remaining coming from price increase. So is there any change to that or this, you know?
So no change. So what we mean is that 25% volume growth and 5-10% realization gain, right, from the value addition. Now, if PVC prices fall to 60 rupees a kilo from current 82 rupees a kilo, right, that we don't take into consideration, right? So when we say 30-35% revenue growth, that's a mix of volume growth and the NSR improvement on account of my sales mix improvement. But the drop in or the increasing PVC prices, that will be, that is not part of our business plan, right? There is no way that we can predict. So whenever we make business plan for the next 2-3 years, we have taken a base PVC prices of 85 rupees a kilo.
Okay. And lastly, have you finalized the locations for the 3 new plants, you know, which were planned? So is there any conclusion to, you know, the locations yet?
So one thing we are clear for West India is that it's going to be Maharashtra, right? And maybe like, you know, Silvassa, which is like, you know, at border of Maharashtra and Gujarat. But yeah, we are pretty much focused in that belt, which is Maharashtra, to cater to the West India. In South, we are contemplating between Bangalore, Hosur, and Hyderabad, right? So we have on-ground team which is doing all the market research, and maybe in next one and a half months, we'll have a very clear answer that we are going to put up our plant. And in East India, again, Bengal, Assam, Odisha, and maybe Eastern UP, right? So we are considering these three, four locations. Again, we have a ground team which is working here to do some research. So maybe in next quarter call, we'll have a very clear picture in our hands that where all we are going to be acquiring the land. And maybe if everything goes well, probably we may have acquired one or two land parcels also by the time we do the next earnings call.
Great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladher India. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my question. So just to continuation to the last participant question on the expansion. So is there any finalization of the how much of the capacity you are going to put it in these locations? Because the total you had given 1.25 lakhs. So how that's segregation in the geographical way?
Yeah, so see, I mean, if you see that right now the capacity is 136,000 tons, right? And 25,000 tons is the brownfield and plus one small greenfield we are doing near the existing plants, right? So other than that, it's going to be 125,000 tons greenfield west, south, east, right? So you divide it by three, right? That will be the ratio plus minus 5-10%. That's the plan.
Okay, so equally you are expecting in the GST.
Should be equally. I mean, don't hold us for 5-10% variation,
yeah,
but
yeah, sure.
But yeah, it should be in same proportion.
Sure. Second question on the you know, as you had mentioned, that's Mr. Amitabh Bachchan you had hired. So is that their cost has included in the Q1 number or
not yet? We have just signed the agreement, right? So all those things will be factored in Q2 and Q3.
So in the first quarter, I can see your other expenses actually has increased as a percentage of sales, even after increasing, you know, the gross margin. So is there any one-off element to that or?
So there are two factors. One is ad spends we knew that we were on the verge of signing a celebrity for our brand, right? So we did increase some below the line activity, right? So some increase in ad spends there. And secondly, the increments got factored in the salary in the Q1.
Okay, and on the, as you had already explained, even for the EBITDA per kg, can you give some color like the way forward where we can see these numbers to settle down?
See, I mean, I would say that our first target is volume growth, right, and to maintain the ROC, right? So these are the two critical factors. Now, EBITDA per kg, whether it is 13 rupees, 15 rupees, right, it will depend on how the market moves, right, what's the competitive intensity, right, we are going to put up new plants, some fixed cost will be incurred upfront, right, so what I can tell you is that one should factor in, like, you know, anything between 13 to 14 rupees a kilo, right, for this year, and as the value addition will come in from Dadri 2 plant, right, so that will lift overall EBITDA per kg in FY25 significantly, right? So what we are saying is that just give us 1-2 quarters because we are on a very high volume growth trajectory, right? Last year also volumes were pretty strong. Q1 we have started on a very strong note. So we just want to give free hand to our sales team to capture market share as we see good opportunity from shift from unorganized to organized. And even some of the larger, weaker organized players are also vacating market space, right? So I guess we want to be a bit more aggressive than we have been in last 2-3 years, although the volume growth has been fastest in the industry. But we just want to outperform the industry by a bit higher margin over the next 2-3 quarters, because we are coming up with a massive capacity, right? So we need to be ready with our sales channel, our penetration in the market, so that the volumes will be lifted immediately as the capacity ramps up, right? And margins, 1-2 rupees a kilo, we are not too much bothered, right? We have seen that when we were at a scale of 250 crores, the margin we were making, when we reached at a scale of 500 crores, we saw margin improvement. Now at 1,000 crores, we saw the margin improvement. Once we reach 1,800, 2,000 crore, margin will come automatically. And after that, we reach 3,000 crores, again, then margin will come automatically, right? So right now the focus is revenue ramp up, capacity build up, right? Margins will come 1-2 quarters here and there. We are not too much bothered. Our main business plan remains intact, higher volume growth, higher ROC.
Right, sir. That's quite helpful. For this quarter, our agri contribution has been the larger side, like 50-50 you mentioned that, but for this quarter it's on the higher side, is it that?
Yeah, so like I said, variation will be like 4-5%, right? So you can say 55 agri, 45 construction.
Okay. And lastly, sir, can you give the capex guidance for 24 and the 25?
Right, so so Q1, see, I mean, if I sign up all the three land parcels, right, I could be end up spending, I could end up spending like 200 crores, 250 crores in FY24, right, if land parcels don't come, right, then capex will be like 150 crores, right, so we are prepared, right, the minimum capex will be, say, 150 crores. And maximum it can go up to 300 crores. We have funds in our books, right? We are ready to do from 150 to 300 crores.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Udit Gajwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, congratulations, sir, for a great set of numbers. So just one follow-up from the previous one. So once you start the work at, or once you finalize the land parcel, in how many months should we expect the plan to be ready?
Yeah, so after the land is acquired, some regulatory approvals, etc., which is time-consuming, right? So assuming that land finalization, 2-3 months in approvals, and then 9 to 12 months after that, right, to bring the plant and machinery and start the production. So I guess, I mean, if we are lucky, it could be 10 to 12 months. If we look at normal Indian standard, it could be 15 months. We did convert Raipur plant under 12 months, right? And that was during COVID time. So our team has the execution capability to turn around from land to a full-fledged plant in 12 months. But then there are some factors which are beyond our control. So one should assume 12 to 15 months.
And lastly, sir, on battery 1 and battery 2, so from when will that be operational?
Battery 2, I mean, the target is to start the production in Q4 this fiscal year. We are pretty much on track.
Okay, got it. And battery 1 has already started, is it, the brownfield?
Sorry?
The brownfield Dadri plant has already started.
Yeah, I mean that's a continuous process of, like, you know, adding machinery, improving the processes. So yes, I mean that's ongoing.
Great. All the best. So that's it from mine.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir. My first question pertains to the capex. This Dadri greenfield plus Dadri and Tumkur brownfield you have mentioned 100 crores. So all of this will be incurred in this financial year, or we have already incurred partly in the preceding year?
So Dadri 1 and Dadri 2, all of this is likely to get spent in the current financial year.
Okay. And Tumkur, what is the capacity expansion which is happening?
Tumkur, as of now, the capacity expansion that we are planning is around, say, in the existing facility, around 25% to the existing space that we have, actually.
Okay.
On that, obviously, and we are looking for new land parcels.
Okay, so this 25,000 includes 7,000 for Tumkur.
That's right.
Okay. And second, I see you have plants in Ahmedabad and Raipur. So these expansions which you are looking at, close to 40,000 each, you are not doing it at these locations, any specific regions?
So see, I mean, the purpose of going for larger greenfield plants is that these plants, Ahmedabad and Raipur, we put up when we were at a scale of 400-500 crores, right? So those okay. plants, land acquisition, the plant scalability was done keeping in mind the scale of 300-400 crores, and we wanted to achieve top line of 1,000 crores. And we aspire to go to 3,000 crores top line, right? So we needed much more space, much more proximity to our clients, right? So that's why the West India plant will not be near the existing plant in Ahmedabad. And similarly, the East India plant, right, will not be near the existing Raipur plant.
Okay. And you mentioned that you will be doing land acquisition. So, you know, if all acquisitions are completed this year, your total capex would be 250 crores. So broadly, out of this 400 crore, is it that 150 crore will go towards land and the remaining towards machinery and erection work?
Yeah, so broad-based, this is the match.
Okay, and you mentioned in your notes that this is, you will be doing all these capex in 3 to 4 years. So will they be coming in phases?
So it all depends actually, because acquisition of land is a time consuming and then taking approvals. So if at all things move faster, then some capex can move from, say, can be preponed.
So so what we're trying to say is that we are ready, right, with the funds. Okay, it is just that we need to identify the land, acquisition takes place, then all the approvals, right? Market creation activity is already starting, right? Our sales teams have started meeting new distributors, right? Talking and telling them about Apollo, Amitabh Bachchan, etc., etc., right? So all those parallel activities have started. Now, whether this 300, 400 crores happens in 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, right? We are prepared for any kind of scenario.
Okay, so even if the land acquisition, you complete all three of them this financial year itself, you will still be setting up one factory at a time, or also you will go in parallelly? Because your setup time is hardly 15 months, right? Once the land is in place.
So I mean, actually, so again, like, you know, there are two factors to it, right? Assuming that, you know, a single land parcel will be, say, 30, 40 acres at each of the locations, right? And acquisition, like, you know, we get one land parcel in one shot, or we take it after, like, you know, acquiring the first parcel. So there are a lot of factors, right? So that's why we say that in 3 to 4 years, we'll be ready with, like, 100% capacity, right? But yes, I mean, if we are working on all the locations parallelly, right, then the idea is to acquire land and start some production, right, in next 2-3 years, and by the time we enter FY27, FY28, we will be ready with, like, this 286,000 ton capacity up and running.
So, like, this year and next year, 150 odd crore annual capex could be a normalized run rate?
Yes.
Okay, and so this recent warrants which you issued and promoters and non-promoter entities subscribe to, if I may have missed them earlier, but are they the non-promoters, are they related to the promoter family?
Some of them are employees also, right? So so all of them are not related to promoters.
Okay. Okay, but either employees or promoters?
And some non-promoters also, right? And some non-promoters also. But yes, they are known entity, right? I mean, they are known,
sure,
known,
sure.
Investors. There is no blood relation. Yes.
Correct. Okay. Okay. Not direct blood relations, but known to promoters and employees. Okay. And yeah, you mentioned this. And for this 25% ROC which you are targeting, what sort of EBITDA per kg number, you know, would give you those numbers, pre-tax ROC 25%?
So our business model suggests that at 15, 16 rupees a kilo, we can hit this ROC.
On total basis, you're saying on your current capacity and ongoing expansions, if you do 15 rupees per kg, you
yes.
can be delivering. And in that, the assumption is what, 25% volume CAGR?
That is right.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you. I'll come back and see you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Bhavin Rupani from Investec. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on your set of numbers, sir.
So we have heard that as per our market checks, the Supreme has won 800 crores of orders from government recently. Have we participated in the orders, sir?
So nothing, nothing like, you know, specific. We don't bid for government orders anyways, right? It's either through our distributors. So they bid on our behalf, right? I mean, no such activity we saw in Q1.
Okay. And sir, what is the proportion of HDPE pipes and CPVC pipes in the overall volume mix?
So see, HDPE pipe normally has been like 10 to 15%, right? That's the mix which has been coming, right, quarter on quarter. This Q1 was a bit heavy towards agri, so yes, HDPE would be slightly higher, and CPVC is anywhere around, like, you know, 14 to 16% kind of number. Now the sales mix will improve towards CPVC after our Dadri 2 plant starts, right? So yeah, that's the thing.
Sir, can we say that overall sequentially Q on Q our HDPE volumes have declined by 15-20%? Is it fair to say?
How do you imply so?
Sorry, sir. Okay. That was a mistake, sir. My calculation mistake. And sir, you say that your working capital days have declined by 7 to 8 days. How much of it is due to channel financing?
So there has been rationalization in inventory and debtor days, both.
Okay. That's helpful, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. So you can say 50-50.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Miraj from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, most of my questions are answered. I just have one question. I wanted to know if the reason for the decrease in promoter holding in the current quarter, it has come down by 1-1.5%. I wanted to know if there was any particular reason for that.
There is no change except that the non-executive chairman Sanjay Gupta, right? He had transferred some shares to his daughter-in-law, right? So that's the transfer of shares, not the sale of shares.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best for future, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
What we see, there is a change in commentary about EBITDA per kg. Last year, the normalized EBITDA per kg was 16.5, and last quarter, you expected the trend to continue. But this time, you have reduced the number to 13-14. So what has changed? Is there a change in any marketing strategy or something? Are you planning for higher ad spends?
Yeah, so three changes, Aseem. Three changes, sorry, Keshav, right? So change one is more aggression, right? I'm sure you would have surprised looking at our Q1 volume growth, right? So aggressive sales strategy, yes. Second, we were not sure if like cash and carry transition will be so successful, which we saw, right? So extra cash discounts to the distributors. And we are glad that this is working as it worked for Apollo Tubes 3 years ago. And yes, extra ad spends also, okay, because now that we have got Bollywood celebrity appointed, right? So we have to spend extra than, like, you know, what we were doing in last 2-3 years.
Understood. As you highlighted, you know, Mr. Sanjay has transferred his share, so now that is classified outside promoter. So what we see now, Apollo promoter shareholding is 51%, which will slightly get diluted post the warrants. So outside promoter, what sort of voting power you control?
So it is same, like what you see, it is same. I mean, it is equal in, like, you know, how the equity shares you see on exchange, it is in same proportion.
Okay, understood. One last question from my side. As you highlighted, you know, organized market is gaining share from unorganized. Will you have any sense on what's have been the industry growth for quarter one and how the industry growth looks for FY24?
Yeah, I guess there is good volume traction, right? We don't have the authenticated numbers in terms of the value of the industry, but in terms of volume, what we see, what we observe, what we feel is that there is a strong traction, right? Q4 was pretty much construction heavy. Q1 has been agri heavy. Now after monsoons, later part of Q2 and early Q3, we'll see again traction in construction coming back, right? So whatever secondary sales we track for our channel partners, whatever inquiries we are getting from real estate or government infrastructure projects, right? So that does suggest the industry growth rate should be double digit, right? In terms of volume, right? We don't know how the value is panning out, but in volume, definitely we see like 10 to 12% kind of growth.
Okay. Just one follow-up on this. As you highlighted, you know, Q1 was more of a agri heavy, so your agri portion have increased Q1Q. But while we see in the case of Pinolets, they highlighted their Q1Q agri mix is sequentially same. So have they sold less in agri or have you focused more on agri this time? How should we read this?
No, I guess, for us, the other reason that why agri is high for us in Q1 specifically is because in CBDC, there has been a drop, right, in prices. So there was some destocking in CBDC, right? Otherwise, there could have been higher volume coming from CBDC. Now that we are recovering that in Q2. Otherwise, I don't see any reason that why agri should be heavy, except that it's a season, right? So some sales improvement in agri takes place anyways, right? So nothing unusual we saw in Q1. It's a typical scenario for us. If you track us for last 3-4 years, you'll see the same Q1, same Q4 trends.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Rahul Agarwal from Incred Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Just two questions. Firstly, on the value-added products, just wanted to understand which products are we talking about, like except CPVC, I'm talking about, you know, are you doing anything on tanks, valves, stuff like that? And secondly, related question was, you know, how much is it today? And what's our target, right? So we discussed a lot of value addition happening on newer plants. Is there a view that 3 to 5 years out, these value-added products in terms of their market size, which is available, and Apollo Pipes target market share, any thought like that? So in terms of, so just two questions, products and what's the target market here?
So Rahul, when we talk about value add, so number one is the fittings, right, which complement our UPVC pipes, right. Number two is CPVC pipes and fittings. Number three is bath fittings, okay, bath fittings, which we are producing and replacing conventional metal fitting products or ceramic, right? Number four is HDP, which is high-end in agri, right? Normally, agri pipes are low-end, but you get better margin in HDP pipes within the agri sector. And then fifth product is water storage tanks, right? And sixth product is recently launched PPR, pipes, which are like more premium than CPVC pipe. And last product will be solvents, right? So these are the this is the basket for our value-added products.
And revenue share right now and going forward.
Right, right. So right now the mix for these products is around 50%. With the capacity we are putting up in Dadri 2 and brownfield in Dadri and Tumkur, right? The mix will go to 70%, right? And all the new greenfield plants what we are putting up, right, in east, west, and south, they will also, like, you know, be like 60-65% value added versus general products, right? So so idea is to take the group sales mix towards value add above 65-70%.
And in terms of, so my understanding is that these products individually have limited applications and have limited market size. All put together, assuming that we do 65-70% of top line from value addition, and we're talking about some 1500 crore of sales, so we're talking about 1000 crores in total for everything put together 3 years out. Is that a fair assumption?
Right. So at 3000, 30%, no, in, like, you know, our target is 3000 crore top line, right? And if 60% has to come from this, so we're talking about 1800 crores.
Yes. Okay, get it. And lastly, when we are selling pipes today, and may it be CPVC or UPVC, and Northern India looks like a dominant market for you, is there a price difference for the end customer on versus Supreme or Astral?
Not in North India.
Okay, perfect. That's all from my side. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Asim from DAM Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. So I wanted to understand this aggressive discounting strategy. So I heard your comments earlier, but still two parts to this question. One, how long do you anticipate this strategy needs to be done, given that we'll be doubling capacity over the next 4 years? And second, is there plenty of weak or unorganized market to capture market share this way, or should we anticipate the existing larger players to also get price competitive?
So coming to the first question, see, I mean, this strategy, we believe we have to follow it for like 2-3 quarters. Okay, margins we believe will come from the scale. Like I described earlier, that at 250, when we were having turnover, it reached 500. We got margin gains. System gives you margin, right? When you double your scale, then from 500 to 1000, we saw that margins coming in, right? So till we hit 1500, right, we need to adopt this strategy. But at 1500, we'll see that margins from the existing infrastructure will start flowing, right? So I guess it's a matter of 400-500 crores of incremental top line, which could be like, I'm talking about the run rates, right? So which could be, which could be like two to three quarter strategy. After that, I don't think we may have to be as aggressive as we are, right? In terms of the strategy, sales strategy. And what was the second part, Asim?
The other part was basically, what do the other larger players respond to this? You know, I mean, they would also be wanting to capture market share on the weaker guys.
We are right. So I mean, assuming that 40% is unorganized, right, in a industry size of 35,000 crores, right? So agar, if it is like 12-15,000 crores of industry, right, which is transforming into or transitioning into organized at a faster pace than before, right? So we are getting like what 100-200 crores, right? Out of that incremental, so I think it is big enough market for everyone, for each of the larger players who are like, you know, top five ahead of us, right? So everyone is gaining market share. They would be gaining market share, right? It's question of internal strategy, right? How much you want to be aggressive. Some players may go for margins, right? So they will not be as aggressive as someone else who is not looking for margin too much, giving value to margin too much, right? So market is big enough to grow sales aggressively. Now it's your strategy, my strategy will be different to capture that growth.
And in your sense, the industry as a whole, organized plus unorganized put together, is volume growth still a double digit number, like say early to mid-teens number?
Yeah, it is. So that's what I did say during this call, that 10 to 12% is volume growth. We believe industry is growing at.
Okay. And just finally on the cash and carry experiment, so are you just providing the cash discount or have you also tied up with financing company?
It's more to do with cash discount, right? And we do have banks and non-bank companies, right, who are helping us build the infrastructure.
Including the SG FinServ Group company, is it?
Yeah, like any other NBFC company, yes.
Okay. Great. Thanks a lot.
Moderator, can we have the last question, please?
Sure, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Mr. Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the follow-up question. The two questions I have. One, as you had mentioned, that's the CPVC prices corrected in the Q1. Can you quantify that?
Sorry, can you please repeat?
So, as you had mentioned in the call, that's the CPVC prices corrected. And that's lead to destocking. So how much correction you had seen in the first quarter?
It was around 25 rupees a kilo.
Okay. And the next question is related to your distribution part. Right now around 200 plus of our distributors and you are aggressively building your capacity. So what's the strategy there to expand your market? So this distributor numbers, how much to grow and where to grow?
So see, I mean, we have already tested these markets, right? Last 3-4 years, we've been present in South, we're present in West, we're present in East. Almost 300-400 crore of top line is coming from there, right? So we have tested the markets, right? We have a distribution network. Now, based on the success of these plants, right, the scalability, now we are confident that now the time has come that this 300 crore has to become 1500 crores, right, in next 3 years. For that, we are building up capacities, new capacities. So distribution strategy is that we stick with the existing network, right? We penetrate deeper into that network. We help them reach out more outlets, more retail outlets through our existing distributors. Right, and wherever required, we see there is a scope of adding new distributors. So we are all in, right? As the brand is gaining strength day by day at a parent level, at the company level. So by the time capacity is hit, we don't see major concern that the new distribution network will be difficult to create.
Great. Thank you, sir. Thank you for this celebration.
Yeah, we still have time. Maybe we can address one more question if anyone has.
Sure, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. I was just trying to work out your ROC because even if you factor in 25% volume growth and given that you would be incurring 500 crore capex over the next 3 years, and factoring in that 15-16 rupees EBITDA per kg also, we hardly move closer to 20% ROC. So what could we be missing in terms of your balance sheet numbers and all? Even we have factored in this equity infusion through warrant conversion for next 2 years.
Right. So let's assume that we are at a 286,000 ton capacity. Right. Mm-hmm. At 75%, the volume will be around 215,000 tons. Right. 215,000 ton into 130 rupees a kilo. Let's take this number, 130 rupees a kilo at today. Although my value addition will give me extra NSR, but let's assume current number. So I should be doing 2800 crores of top line with a volume of 215. Now 215 K tons into into say 15 rupees, I'm doing 325 crore EBITDA. Right, my capital employed will be capacity of like total gross block in my books will be 800 crores, right? And with 30 days of working capital cycle, right, on a top line of 2800, so the number will be 230 crore of working capital. So my total capital employed will be 1025 crores. And EBITDA of 325. So that's the number, you deduct depreciation of 30-40 crores, right? So EBIT comes more than 25%, the ROC.
Okay, so which year you are targeting this top line, sir? 2800 crores?
So when we hit 75% utilization rate of capacity, we see that 3 to 4 years from today.
4 years from today, okay. Great, sir. Thank you. That was all from my end. And sorry, lastly, if you could give inventory write down which happened in Q1.
Marginal. For the sake of it, you can assume like 1%. It will be like 1.1200 rupees kilo.
Revenue.
Yeah, right.
Okay, around 2.62. Okay. Great, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bhatelia from Asian Market Securities for closing comments.
Sir, just one question from my part. We'll be doubling our capacities. So any changes in raw material sourcing or are we still import-driven?
No, we had, like in our last conference call, we have already communicated that we are changing the sourcing from imports to mainly towards that domestic one. So 10 to 15% shift will be there towards the domestic one from the imports.
Okay, so more of 60-40 kind of ratio.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, great. Sir, any closing remarks you want to make?
Thank you, Karan and MSEC Securities for hosting us for Q1 earnings call. And thanks to all the participants for dropping by. Hope to see you in the second quarter with more clarity on our CAPEX program and much more news to share. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.